This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A bus crash in northern South Africa has killed 45 people and seriously injured one, South Africa's Department of Transport said on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The driver lost control and collided with barriers on a bridge. The bus went over the bridge and hit the ground, catching fire, according to the transport department. It added that the bus was taking Easter pilgrims from Botswana to Moria, a town in Limpopo. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa sent his condolences to Botswana and pledged support to the country, his office said in a statement. Limpopo's Department of Transport said only an 8-year-old survived the crash and was receiving medical attention at a nearby hospital. Some bodies were burned beyond recognition, while others were trapped inside the debris or scattered on the scene, the provincial department said.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Ukraine's armed forces say Moscow has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure with a mass barrage of 99 drones and missiles hitting regions across the country. Russia has escalated its attacks on Ukraine in recent days, launching several missile barrages on the capital Kyiv and hitting energy infrastructure across the country. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.